Rule changes that will make it easier to crack down on dodgy early childhood centres are on the cards for next year. Ministerial documents show the overhaul has been sparked by a rising number of complaints about centres and legal challenges when the ministry tries to act. They say the first round of changes will target problems that potentially put children's health and safety at risk. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The first tranche of changes includes allowing the ministry to issue directions to early learning services without first initiating a formal review of their licence, and allowing it to shut down those that have repeatedly been on provisional licences. Sarah Alexander from the organisation Child Forum says the changes are small but important.
I believe that the Ministry of Education should be able to cancel the licence of an early childhood service based on its past history. That would be a good thing if it reduces the number of services that cut corners and that put children's safety at risk.
The Ministry receives more than 400 complaints a year about early childhood services and upholds about half, with some resulting in cancelled or provisional licences. Sarah Alexander says the scale of the problem is bigger than the figures indicate, but the proposed changes will help.
There are probably many more services breaching minimum standards because they know that they can get away with it than are on the official record. That's what I'm hearing from teachers, from parents, and from service providers as well, who are doing a good job, who aren't purposely cutting corners.
Susan Bates runs a support group for early childhood teachers. She says she hears a lot of complaints about early learning centres and the ministry should hurry up and change the rules.
The thing that we really need to look at is the ability of the ministry to cancel licences for centres that have been endlessly on provisional licence. I don't think that should even be up for discussion. I think that should have been dealt with a long time ago. Just do it. When you've got a centre on provisional licence for a long time, you're saying that the quality for these children is not good, but you're going to allow it to continue.
The documents show further changes will be made in 2022 and 2023. Early childhood lobbyist Mike Bedford says he hopes they include much better ratios of teachers to children.
The absolutely urgent need is to improve ratios. Now that is in the strategic plan. So we need an improvement on teacher-child ratios absolutely as soon as we can get it. It's the number one priority because the ratios at the moment are a cause of stress right the way through the sector.
Meanwhile, Peter Reynolds from the Early Childhood Council, which represents centre owners, says they'd like some changes too.
Some of these licence types require services to be fully staffed according to the maximum licence number from the day they open, which is just impractical. If you're licensed for, say, 50 children, but you've only got 10 from the day you open your doors, it seems rather dopey to us to need 50 children's worth of staff from day one.
He says the ministry is talking to groups like his about its plans. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen, TNA.